Well, it sounds like you're dealing with someone with pretty eclectic tastes. That's what it sounds like to me. Hang on a second. I'm going to turn that up a bit. Because, as I've said many times, if I turn that up a bit, it's like I'm in your head. Right? Here I am in your head. I'm like the Numbskulls. Do you remember the Numbskulls? It was a comic in... I don't know. It was a comic strip in a comic. It was like a page, you know, and they lived inside, I think, a boy's head. And there was, like, the eye department and the I guess, the ear. And you can probably work out a few of the others. Nose, mouth, thinking. And they got up to all sorts of scrapes and mischief. Right, here we go. So far, I have played Yellow Ranger by Awkwafina. That was the most recent one. And I'm going to play another song by her in a minute called My Vag, which is very rude. It's very rude. I think it almost certainly has naughty words in, but it's a sort of thing that might cause a kerfuffle across the breakfast table. Maybe grandma might spit out a muesli, and maybe Uncle Paul might drop his toast. I imagine that you're all having a massive family breakfast to celebrate the new world of GDPR compliant inbox stuff. What a day, right? Oh God, my inbox is baggy. Oh, what a baggy inbox. So that was Yellow Ranger by Awkwafina. Before that was What the Hell Is It This Time by Sparks, which I think, and I've had to be pretty perceptive to spot this, is about people praying to God. And before that was Dog-Faced Boy by Eels, which I think is about a boy with a face like a dog, which is actually probably a less creepy option than a dog with a face like a boy. God, imagine that. Go on. Go and imagine it. Think of a boy that you know and then put that face on a dog. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the last one of these. Oh, mama, I feel a bit queasy. I can't imagine I'm going to throw up, though, because I don't. I don't. That's not... I mean, it's a weird thing to lie and boast about, but I don't know what it is. I think I've got a little bit of, I think it's one of those ones where I feel sick, but if I burp, I'll feel so alive. But it's like a leap of faith, isn't it, that? When you're like, oh, I feel quite queasy. And obviously if I burp, it might fix it. But also if I burp, it might escalate the situation. It's basically like a modern day equivalent of that bit at the end of Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, where we have to just step out and believe that there's a path there. It's basically that, except with burping and the potential of vomit. Right, so shall I pop on this this mucky song, and then we'll have a chat afterwards? I mean, it's not just mucky, it's also excellent. Hang on. Can't find it. Oh, I didn't put it in my... Yeah, I did. Shut up, everyone. And anyway, it's 2 minutes 58 seconds long. And so if you've got a child or an easily mortified grown-up, then you should leave the vicinity of the sound that you're now hearing until... Well, for 3 minutes. All right. That was Allergies by the Lovely Eggs. And before that was Late for the Flight by Lump. And Lump is all in capitals in that... In that context, all in capitals, Lump, and that involves Lauren Marling. You got to hit the G, Marling, and someone else. Hang on, I'll find out for you. No. Hang on. Just give me a minute then. No. I am going to find out. No, don't talk to me like that. I am going to find out. I just need to find it on here again. Oh, flip me over. Tickle me until I wet myself. My dad once did that. I mean, he didn't do the bit where he flipped me over, but I was on his... I mean, I'm sure a few of you have heard me regale the world with this blistering anecdote before, but I was basically in my dad's armchair when I was little. I think about 6 years old, and he was tickling me, and I said, if you don't stop tickling me, I'm going to wet myself. And he didn't stop tickling me. He thought it was an idle threat because he hadn't really met me yet. I mean, sure, we'd spent 6 years, but I wasn't really me yet, and I was just becoming me. Do you understand? Anyway, I said, if you don't stop tickling me, I'm going to wet myself. He didn't stop tickling me. I wet myself. Essentially, and I'm sorry about this swear word, pissed all over my dad's, and I'm sorry about this word, chair, and there was nothing he could do about it because I'd told him that I would if he didn't stop behaving the way he was. So basically, that's what you need to do if you want to get away. No, I said Scott 3. Oh, flip me over and tickle me till I wet myself. I mean, it'd be easier if I could just swear, really. Late to the Flight by Lump, right? With Laura Marling and me. It's a man. I can see a man in the thing. He's got a beard and a nice long hair. And it starts with me. So, I mean, anyway, I don't want to minimise his involvement in it. I just can't find his name, but I will. So get off my back. And before that was When the Angels Play Their Drum Machines by Hefner. And before that was My Vag by Awkwafina. All right. Here we go. Let's get cracking, yeah? Yeah? Let's get absolutely cracking. I've ground my beans, but I've not put water on them yet. I don't know how much you know about the process of making coffee, but I'd say that I am 40% there. And in other news, my bottom is not wet, but my body was quite wet when I arrived. Now, it wasn't raining, so what do you think that was? That's right, it was my own rain, wasn't it? It was my own rain emanating from my body. We are all our own weather system, aren't we? Huh? When you think about it, we're all our own weather system. Anyway, on the way in, yesterday I spoke about a man talking to me from his bike at a set of traffic lights about the squinty angle of my mud guard. I mean, It's not great radio, is it, when that becomes a regular feature? But I saw him again today at the exact same set of traffic lights, guys. And he turned round and he clocked me, but he played it cool. He did a little bit of a double take, but he played it super cool. And so basically, this is the last show, and I met him yesterday. And it's like, oh, God, like it's like when you meet the love of your life on the last afternoon of a holiday, isn't it? That's what it's like. It's both wonderful and heartbreaking all at once. I just feel lucky to have met him. I just have to feel lucky to have met him. Anyway, I'm going to be at those traffic lights at exactly the same time every day until the day I die with my mud guard so squinty. Just luring him in with my squinty mudguard. Come on, everyone. Cards on the table. That is a good euphemism. Luring him in with my squinty mudguard. Right. Now, I'm going to try something now and see if it works. And if it doesn't, I'll do something else. So, I do like to externalize a lot of my thought processes. Let's see if this is working. Let's see if that works. Oh, no, it's just downloading it. I thought it might play it. Hang on. I don't know if you remember, weeks ago, I wanted to play a song by my friend Sam. And hang on. Is that going to let me play it?
Black to calm. Black.
No, it's doing the same thing as before. Okay, I think maybe I need to move that. Oh, yeah. That's it, isn't it? I just need to drag it up. Right, okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put a song on whilst I try and do this. And then we'll see what happens. So I'll do this, and then I'll do that. All right.
A connection.
Crumbs. Sorry, I'm looking over there and I'm... Oh, God, guys, I'm trying to do one thing at once here. That was Beat Connection by LCD Sound System. That's a little band that you are probably not aware of. You should check them out. And before that was Painting by Chagall by The Weepies. And before that was The Reputation of Ross Francis by my latest novel. And guess what, guys? This sound... Hang on a second. This sound... That's me hitting a cup of coffee with a pen. So this show's about to go through the effing roof. Here we go. It's a bit hot at the moment, actually. So it's not going to go through the roof. Just yet, actually. Now, I was going to tell you about this. I was going to tell you two things earlier on. Firstly, Awkwafina. You see, I don't know if it's Awkwafina or Awkwafina. Like, in the song, it sounds like she's saying Awkwafina, but I think that's her accent. And so I'm going to... I mean, it's certainly spelled Awkwafina, and I'm an absolute stickler for saying words as they are spelt. and if you don't like that, you need to... I mean, the only word I can think of is cough that's got, like, a silent G and an H in it. Anyway, where are those words when you need them? Those words that are written different to how they sound when you say them. Where are they when you need them? Hiding away in the language. So I was going to tell you, she's in a film that's on Netflix called Dude, which I liked. Okay, so there's a hot tip for you. And I was going to say that much earlier. Like, it feels like I've reversed the car 50 miles in order to point at a bin. But, you know, if I'd have said, look at that bin as we were passing it, everyone would have been like, fair play. There's definitely a bin there. This guy's got his eyes peeled. But as it is, now it's like I'm desperate for everyone to know that I noticed bins. And the other thing was that last night I had an absolute stinker of a night's sleep. Let me talk you through it. Firstly, I thought I went to bed at a reasonable time. I went to bed at about 11:30, which, considering I get up at 6, isn't actually as lame as it sounds, all right? And I know a lot of us have read an article about sleep being important, and somebody sent me a book about it. I don't know who it was, just a book about sleep arrived at my house. I burnt it and stayed awake for 6 days. Stitch. Anyway, I went to sleep, right? I went to sleep last night, as is my right in my house. Anyway, then I was woken up by such loud noise. And now, firstly, Friday morning is the morning when the bin people come to get my bins. Actually, they don't come to get my bins, they come to empty my bins. Yeah, let's get it straight, let's get it right. Come on. And so normally it is noisy on a Friday morning, but not until, you know, six or seven. And this was like 2:30 in the morning, and I was like, "What is going on here?" It was like someone in a neighbouring house had turned their stereo on like insanely loud, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is unacceptable." Because I think I mentioned that I've been having slight issues with a near neighbor playing music at a selfish volume. Anyway, I heard this, it woke me up, and I was like, oh no, that's annoying. Whereas, I think the day before, I got woken up by a thunderstorm, and I was like, oh, yes, please, don't mind it. Yum, 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 the sky's falling down. Back to sleep for me, cozy in my bed. This was different, because this was clearly the result of someone's selfish, or at the very least, self-involved behaviour. Anyway, it then seemed to quieten down, and I dropped off back to sleep through my confusion and my fury. About an hour later, happened again. Like a sort of explosion and some people shouting. Like not an actual explosion, but clearly the sound of an explosion, and then some people shouting and then some music. And I was like, what is going on here? And then it quietened down a bit and I went back to sleep. And then it happened again at about 3:45 in the morning. And I realised what had happened. I had, when I turned off my TV, I hadn't turned off my amp, right? Classic gaffe. And I'd paused my Virgin Media box, right? Now, Virgin Media can stay paused for up to, I don't know, a couple of hours. After that, it has to start playing again from the start. So this sound, right, this sound, I don't know if you can see where this is going, this sound was actually my television downstairs in my house. Hey? No, that is not a shit story. That's a really mean thing to say. I mean, it's not a great story, is it? But I had to tell you it and look back on it to see it clearly for what it was. It felt really, it felt like a big deal in the middle of the night. Connie Converse, isn't it? Connie Converse with How Sad, How Lovely. And before that, it was Knobheads on Quiz Shows by Half Man, Half Biscuit from its new album. And before that was I Mean Something by Peaches featuring Feist. I'd like to apologise on behalf of everyone here at Resonance FM for the profanity towards the end of that song, but I think we can all agree that it sends a valuable message to our children if through naughty words. It's almost something worth thinking about, isn't it? That worthwhile things can be articulated with a little bit of muck. Always worth bearing in mind that. And before that was Laid by James, which is about doing it. And before that was The Waves by Villagers. And that was a live recording of that song. Hang on, I'll tell you exactly where it was. I'll tell you what, I've had me coffee, guys, for the last 44 minutes of my broadcasting career. I'm going to be ripped off me nut on Java beans. Oh, pardon me. I made myself a very weird meal last night. Oh, God. Oh, it was weird. Have you ever made yourself a meal where you've been like, well, it's not horrible, but it is weird, this meal. It certainly doesn't hang together as a meal. I think I've had more of those since I stopped eating meat and fish and potatoes and carrots and cheese. I've not stopped eating those things. I've just stopped eating meat and fish because I'm a special boy. I'm a special little angel boy. And anyway, you sort of end up having quite odd meals. I think I eat more carrots now than anything else. I'm sorry everyone, I just got briefly distracted there by the momentary realization that statement was being broadcast. I eat more carrots now than anything else. Oh, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I eat a lot of carrots. I'm going to play some Forte, I think. I hope it's the one I think it is, but I might be wrong. I've got to go to Bexhill tonight. Bexhill-on-Sea to do a benefit, because I'm a great guy, all right? Listen, don't stop bringing it up. Okay, fine. I don't eat meat, I don't eat fish, and I'm doing a benefit. Oh, my God. I think I've earned the right to punch every child and dog I see for the next 4 hours. Just give them a quick... That's the sound of me punching a dog, and that's the sound of me punching a child. That's me walking through the park. Anyway, I've got to go there to do this benefit for Hastings Furniture Service, which as a charity, I think sounds excellent. They help people on low incomes get furniture and other stuff. But it is definitely further than I thought. I'm definitely more tired by doing these radio shows than I had anticipated. Still, you know, I can't stop doing good, guys. Can't turn off me good valve. Good's constantly dribbling out of me good valve. Oh, my goodness. Yuck. Okay, let's play this and I'll have a think about what I just said. That's the end of that song. Good. I had a feeling, I had a horrible feeling towards the end of that song that it was going to fade out while he was whistling. And if that had happened, I'd have ripped me junk off and I'd have smashed myself in the face with it over and over again until I passed out. And then that had just been dead air for the next 27 minutes, which some meanies would are probably now muttering to themselves. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that'd be much worse than what you're pumping out. Probably nudging the people next to them on a bus or a train platform or in the kitchen or the bed. I wonder if anyone's listening in bed. I got an email from someone saying that they were listening on a plane earlier. Fair play. Oh, fair play. Right. So those songs were Whistle Past the Graveyard by Jeffrey Lewis. Before that, Hold On by Darren Hanlon. Before that, Venus as a Boy by Björk. And before that, Gong by Fortet, which was probably a bit much for this time in the morning, really. But if you listen to it again, hang on. Hang on. It does sound like you're saying kid owns broccoli, doesn't it? And I just thought that was an important message to get out there now to inspire our youth with the knowledge that one day they could own and presumably by extension sell or eat broccoli. I just think that's important. I'm sorry for being an inspiration, guys. I'm sorry for being a mentor for your children. Maybe if you lot could keep it in your slacks, I wouldn't have to take care of your kids' dreams for once. Yeah? Right. So, there's a song on John Grant's Spotify page called Mountaineers, which is a duet he's done with Suzanne Sundfu. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's an O that's got a line through it, and I've gone for U. Susan Sundfu and John Grant, and it's a duet, and I've never heard it. It's 5 minutes 22 seconds long, so it's a big old swing, because I've never heard it, but I doubt it's rubber-dub. Oh, sorry, guys, rubber-dub is DJ lingo for rubbish. Okay, but I doubt it's rubber-dub. I reckon it's probably goody-good. Oh, guys, sorry, I should explain. Goody good is
And everybody knows that I do, except you.
I think they might know, Neil. I think they might know. That is Everybody Knows, brackets Except You by The Divine Comedy. And before that was that new thing from John Grant and Susan with the surname that I can't pronounce. And I'm going to try this now. Let's see if this works. It's having a think. It's having a little think. It's still having a think. No, it's not going to work, is it? I mean, sometimes I I'll be honest with you. Sometimes my level of technical competence is an issue. So my friend Sam, he recorded the song, and I like it a lot. And I got him to record it on his phone, and he did, and he sent it to me. And I've tried to play it numerous times, and for some reason I can't do it. Can't play it in the iTunes, can't play it in the other thing, can't even play it in preview. Oh, God, what a terrible way to end 3 weeks of shows with this level of incompetence. So instead I'll play this. instead I'll play this because I'm sad. I'm going to play a song by another friend of mine. What? Sorry, guys. Oh, I'm sorry for hanging out with musicians. Sorry. Yeah, I'm friends with musicians. I'm friends with teachers. I'm friends with... Yes, I'm talking about my... yes, I'm talking about my parents there. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being friends with your parents, actually. Not by the time you're my age, because then you're just like... just people, aren't you? You're all just people. All just people waddling through the world. Waddle, 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 there's me mum. Waddle, 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 there's me dad. Waddle, 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 here's me bum. Waddle, 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 don't get sad. That's why I hang out with musicians, because I spit mad lyrics and they like put like a beat or a melody under it. And before you know it, we're like sort of serving as a conduit for God's voice. Anyway, this is by Gavin Osborne, and it's called And Still They Move. And if it's the one I think it is, it's I'll tell you what it's about after. All this shit will kill you fast. Well, look, cards on the table, I didn't mean to play that. I was trying to play She Blinded Me With Science by Thomas Dolby, but then that started playing. I didn't realise it wasn't She Blinded Me With Science for worrying about the time. And by that stage, I was like, well, it's a minute in now. I might as well let it crank, to use a DJ saying. That was Queens of Noise, Bring Da Bunny by Lesbians on Ecstasy. So fair play to them. And before that, it was the Gavin Osborne song, And Still They Move, which is about it's about the record that they sent into space that's got the brainwaves of love and stuff in it, and loads of greetings in loads of languages. I was just having a look on the Wikipedia page because I'm a DJ first and foremost. So look, that is basically it now. I'm going to play one more thing. I'm going to play the same thing that I played at the start of the first show, which is Fanfare for the Common Man. And I'm playing that not just to lend an illusion of cohesive structure to the last 3 weeks, but also because it's what they play at Barnsley before the team come out. And there is still, and I hate to say this, still no news about the new Barnsley manager. So thanks for listening, and thanks to Resonance FM for letting me do it. I plan on doing it every year in the month of May. I've not asked if I can do that yet. But, you know, and if you've enjoyed it, then maybe you should give Resonance FM some money, or just listen to other stuff on it. Yeah? All right. All the best, everyone. I'm going to have a croissant.